Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Drastic Measures. Speaking of drastic measures, let's take a moment. Let's look in the news. And let's understand some things. You have people from coming out of South America, through Central America, into Mexico, running up through to the U.S. border. You have entire nations, governments, oligarchs and the like, all these people with money and power overseas, either locking down their nations as far as immigration and citizenship is concerned, or the nations are at war, or you're a nation or you're in a nation where the government, the people that were elected or so-called elected, the people that are in power and control are using that control to benefit themselves over benefiting the people. Now let's get something straight here, okay? First thing about being in a public office is that you are there at the behest of the people that have elected you into that office. And in that office, you are, by right of the people first, given certain powers, as they like to call them, abilities, to do things on behalf of them, to make their lives better, because you're taxing the people. And taxation only works right when there's people represented in order to use that money to benefit and better the lives continuously for the people. It's somebody, because no one and nothing stays the same forever. Nothing is static. Everything is constantly dynamic. It's in motion, and in the way that physics and the universe works, putting it in a nutshell, all things go in one primary natural flowing direction. There's going to come a time when all these revolutions and the protests and everything else that the people are doing to let the people that they have put in these places, that they mean business. You know, it's like some places they're putting the pause button, some places they have fast forward, and some places they're rewinding. No one can see the future. It's a given, as far as I know. Are there ways to? Possible. Science can answer it. Nevertheless, fact of the matter is that things at some point, again, have to change in favor for those who find wealth and riches in things that are not material. Everybody wants. It's part of desire. Some cases a part of drive. You know, some people's careers or lifestyles or dispositions and attitudes are desires are part of it. You have this image of what you really want to be, even though the reality is different. Going forward, All that said, we are in the 21st century. We are past the first 10 years, going into the second and third 10 years. Well, going through the second and the third 10 years coming up. And we live so interconnected that there's going to be a monumental change in during the coming years. That's going to change all of us on various levels. And the society that will be then will be so much, hopefully, a bit better than the society we are now. This episode of Drastic Measures is going to be about the future. Because we're at the point now, with all of the rocket experiments and with what's going on with the private sector, meaning the companies and corporations that have invested their money and resources into rocket science and the sciences of aerospace and space exploration, our new instruments. We've also came upon a way of making quantum computing. If you haven't read about it or heard about it, you need to look that up. And integrating that into our lives as well. We're looking at a time where more and more of the technology that we've been using has now become so small that its entire system is, you could put it on a wrist and in some cases distribute it throughout your own body. 3D printing technology has given mankind a ability to even manufacture within their own rights in their own home. Mobile computing, smartphones, especially ones that are feature packed, have made what was used to be at home now in your pocket. Out of all these, it's going to come a drastic measure at some point. Mankind's going to have to integrate with technology. Most people today aren't going to accept it. It's going to take the next few generations to. Mankind is reproducing at such a rate that this planet, within the next 50 to 75 years, is going to become completely unrecognizable for anyone that manages from this point, that can remember this time all the way to that time. And what I'm getting at is this, the drastic measure of the integration of technology, moving and starting a whole new planet of people, is something that is really to consider. Because everything that exists now is going to be a part of that foundation for that new planet or that next planet, which in this case is going to be Mars. Well, first it's going to be the moon. Then it's going to be Mars. In 50 years, the moon is going to have probably enough citizens in a big enough place that when you look at the moon from Earth, you'll be able to see lights on it. We've developed technology that harnesses the energy that's emitted from stars, the light. Just with that advent alone, and plus with the ability to use batteries or capacitors to hold power and store it, wind technology, wind turbine electricity, hydroelectricity. There's a lot to look forward to in the future.